You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Today, Monday, April 15th, is tax day. It is tax day.
You know it.
So go, if you haven't, pay your taxes. Today is the deadline.
Or file an extension.
You can file an extension. Is it too late? You got to get on it, though, right?
Yeah.
Today is
Today
is the day to do whatever you need to do. And the person who's paying a lot of taxes is a Mark Cuban, and he let the world know yesterday, I pay what I owe. Tomorrow I will wire transfer to the IRS $288 million. This country has done so much for me. I'm proud to pay my taxes every single year. Tag a former president that you know doesn't. Wink, wink. Now, he's obviously, him and Donald Trump have had a feud that's gone on for decades. But Donald Trump always says, like, yeah, I don't pay a lot in taxes because I'm smart. I figured out how to use the tax system, so I don't have to pay a lot of taxes.
And Mark Cuban is just a... I hope when Trump gets elected again, he slaps an audit on him. Boom.
Open up the books. Let's see what's doing in there.
About to fire an audit through your office like a rocket.
What is it? If you make over $10 million a year, I saw that last week, that you are 40. The likelihood of you being audited is like about 40%.
Much higher.
You pretty well assume you're going to be audited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of places are doing discounts and things like that. A lot of restaurant chains, which I don't fully understand. I guess it's like, oh, it's a stressful day. Here, come get a Panera sandwich on us or something like that.
Krispy Kreme has a big deal. Have you seen that deal? Krispy Kreme is buy one dozen, get the at the regular price. You get the second dozen for whatever the sales tax is in your state, sales tax would be. So if the sales tax would be like $1.10, that's what you pay for the second dozen donuts.
That's cool. Love that. So pay your taxes.
Yeah, but it's not sales tax day.
True.
Okay, they're just
Krispy Kreme.
Stupid Krispy Kreme.
You don't want it.
Yeah.
Scottie Scheffler won the Masters yesterday for the second time. And a lot of people are discovering, especially young women are discovering what is known as the Masters nap, when their boyfriend or husband falls asleep on a Sunday watching the Masters. And everybody points out it's the best nap of your life during the Masters. There's something about hearing Jim Nance kind of whisper in the background, and it's peaceful and it's serene and it's a nice Sunday to take a nap. So Masters nap was briefly trending, but congratulations to him. And then Coachella is also trending. The first weekend of Coachella is done. A lot of things happen. No Doubt reunites, performing all their hits. Gwen Stefani looks incredible.
I saw somebody on Twitter say, Gwen Stefani, Friday night, whatever, couldn't believe, running around performing. She's 54. I'm like, okay, 54 is not 80. Like, they said that about Mick Jagger. Like, he's 80 years old doing this. That's impressive. At 54, Yeah, she's still supposed to be doing that.
Yeah, maybe.
I would think.
Maybe.
They played the rave reviews, though. People loved them.
She's so hot.
Yeah, they did great.
She's in shape from working on that farm.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. You know.
Exactly.
Blake Shelton's got her out there, you know, being a hired hand on the farm. Slinging hay.
Slanging it, man. So a lot of people discussing Coachella and the parties that follow. And those are just a few things that are now trending.
All right. Coming up. I hope we can do this, but Tech D Rob is having some technical difficulties and may not be able to pull him away from that. But we need to find out about his weekend coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So I had a big weekend. By the way, Rob is working on some technical stuff behind the scenes, so we'll try to give him a few more minutes with that, and then we'll talk about his big weekend in Atlanta. But I had a big weekend in Evansville, Indiana, so it was a lot of traveling. And the reason I was in Evansville, Indiana, is because that's where my wife's family is from. And her auntie died, her Aunt Geneva. And so we were there for a celebration of life thing, is what they call it. Well, the celebration of life thing, which was basically just a little reception party that was about 5 hours long. And it was people coming and going. It wasn't just one solid thing. But we stayed there the whole time because we was family. And right across the street from this little historic district where the house was that we were doing the party in, is a big steam engine and a museum and all of that down by the Ohio River. They got a really nice river walk area. So my brother-in-law, Chuck, he said, hey, I'm going to take the kids over there and see, we can look at that train. Now, they have twins. My wife's sister and her husband have twins, and they are almost 13. So we walked across the street, and we get over there, and then you have to buy tickets to see it, and we didn't have time for all that. It was a formal tour. You couldn't just go up there and look at the inside of the train. And we're just walking, looking at the river and looking at all the little stuff that they've got on the river walk. And all of a sudden, this woman who was sitting on a bench with what looked like her boyfriend yelled out the F word when they were talking, like really loud. And Chuck goes, hey, hey, hey. And then we walked a couple of more steps, and then her boyfriend said, hey, hey, hey. And Chuck wheeled around and went at him. What'd you say?
What?
He said, I said, hey, 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 you said that to us. He goes, yeah, because she's out here saying the F word in front of my kids. And that guy goes, okay, man, sorry.
There you go.
That's wild.
And Chuck is the sweetest guy you ever, most helpful. He sat basically on the front porch. The two of us sat waiting on people who were trying to come up, like older ladies who needed help up the steps and all that. He's that kind of person. Help anybody, do anything for anybody. Just sweet, easy to get along with. But he wheeled around on that guy. I guess he can snap like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wasn't playing.
What kind of tools are like at a kid's train stop cussing? Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with them?
Right. That's what he's like, hey. And then the guy smarted off to him, and I guess he wasn't figuring. And then of course he heard that thick Southern accent, and probably thought, "Uh-oh, I done riled up a real redneck here.
Better be careful. I better watch my step." Because you
know, Southern rednecks are different than Indiana rednecks.
He probably has a gun and/or knife on him at some point.
That is funny. Yeah. A river redneck.
All right, so we'll see if we can pull Tech D Rob away from his job. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
All right. So we have managed to get the Tech D Rob away from his technical difficulties, because, well, we haven't managed to do anything. He got the technical difficulties fixed, so he's got time to talk about his big weekend. Rob went with a bunch of his nerd buddies to Atlanta this weekend to play in a gaming tournament with the new Star Wars card game. Mm-hmm. And the conference was for mostly Magic the Gathering, but they had a Star Wars section that you played in. Now, in that card tournament, how did you do?
Awful.
Oh.
I lost the first four rounds. I went 0-4. Now, it's a best 2 out of 3 in each of the rounds. So most of those rounds, I did at least win one game, but I just couldn't pull it out in the third game to get the 2 out of 3.
Uh-huh.
And then in the fifth round, I did get a win because my opponent didn't show up.
So it was a forfeit.
All right.
All right. Well, hey, a win's a win, bro.
That's, yeah. Well, that guy was, he also 0-4 and figured no reason to go back.
I'm pretty sure that's how it worked. Yeah. Most of the other people, like, it started off with 60 people, and by the time it got to the fourth round, there were like 30 left.
How did your two friends do?
They were almost to the top eight. Like, they, one of them was 10th on the listing. And it just barely missed out on the top eight. So
right. So so how long did it take you to be put out of the tournament where you didn't have a shot?
Basically the third round. Like after I missed the first two rounds, it was basically over for me.
Yeah. So what did you do after that?
Oh, I still played. I wanted to play. I came there to play. I was having fun playing at least.
So you could keep playing all day. You were just playing like in the losers area.
Well, yeah. It's just like the top table, like the table, like. The tables are numbered from like 1 to 30 for how many people are there. And I was just ended up playing at like table 30 most of the time.
So when they got put out of the tournament, then what did y'all do? You know, because you probably had the whole day left pretty much.
Yeah, we went to a German restaurant. Well, we went there. I ate some fries only. Well, you didn't. Nothing on that menu looked appetizing.
Did you know what any of it was?
A lot of it was like sausage stuff and, you know.
Yeah, you didn't want a schnitzel?
No. And what's the... It's
spatzel?
The stuff that they put on top of most of the
sauerkraut.
Yeah, no thanks. No.
Yeah, but I mean, you could have got... Do you like chicken fried steak?
Maybe. I don't think
you would. That's what a schnitzel is, basically, just a chicken fried steak.
Yeah, I wasn't interested, so I just got some chicken. I
mean, so you got fries, and that was it.
Yeah, they got some authentic German food.
Yeah,
that looked disgusting to me.
When you think great food in Atlanta, you think German.
We are in the South now. We are in Georgia.
There was a German restaurant in Atlanta.
It's called Der Biergarten.
There's a good German restaurant in Troutman, North Carolina, right up the road. Yeah. Again, they're taking over. These Germans and their German cuisine is taking over.
Yeah, so yeah, good. I just got some Chick-fil-A on the way back to the hotel.
Right, well, that's what you get in Atlanta is Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Theirs is better because that's where it was invented.
It was really, really good.
Mm-hmm. You're a little loser. In a big sea of losers. You were the biggest loser.
I didn't give up, okay? I didn't give up.
A loser among losers. Wow. All right, well, I have a couple of other questions because, I mean, you were there for, you know, this Friday night and Saturday night. I want to hear about the partying that went on.
Okay.
All right. So it's coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Rob, you so you didn't do well in your Star Wars card game tournament in Atlanta.
Correct.
As far as the wins and losses, you didn't make it far into the tournament.
No, I had a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah.
Was it fun? You didn't get frustrated and mad because you didn't win and
no.
all that?
It's a game like with Magic the Gathering, I would have, because it's a really frustrating game sometimes. But this one, I still have fun even when I lose.
Well, that's great. And are you going to be playing in any more tournaments? Did you decide that you whether or not you were going to go to that one you mentioned in Richmond?
I'm going to look into it at least, just because I make sure I got the money.
Oh yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah, because you got to pay for not just I guess the entry fee into the conference, but also room and meals and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So what did y'all do after it was over as far as for fun? What did y'all do?
Well, after I got my Chick-fil-A, like I talked about, we walked back to the hotel. I went into the rooms and I ate my Chick-fil-A, and we put together new Star Wars decks to go down to the lobby and play for the rest of the evening.
So you didn't play enough at the tournament, so y'all created new scenarios and everything, and then went. Why'd you go to the lobby to play?
We didn't have a table in our room.
Okay. Now, were there other convention guests in that hotel?
There was at least one, because we were playing in the back of the restaurant area, and a guy thought we were playing Magic based on having three people at a table, because you could play that game up to like four people.
But the hotel, they didn't have a problem with y'all, you know, taking up the lobby area to play your game.
They were not busy that day somehow.
Okay.
The night before, though, we were going to go down there and do the same thing, but there was nowhere to sit. It was packed in that lobby.
So was that kind of just a practice round for, May?
Yeah.
So when you go to the other tournament?
Yeah, they were trying to figure out what, because they're for sure going. They've already bought a hotel room.
Yeah.
So they wanted to make sure that they knew what they wanted to play so they could keep, continue to test it.
So Ace, what I'm thinking is that it's kind of like when you leave a good concert and you get in the car and you put that band's music on in the car.
You talk about the songs that you just heard. I thought that was a cool song. They did this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I'd like to say it's like a quarterback watching film.
Yeah, well, I would like to say I have a head full of thick hair too. It's just not the case.
Mm. Yeah, because the quarterback doesn't lose the game, then go right into film study.
And he definitely doesn't say, even though I lose, I still had fun.
Yeah.
That's just not.
That is the nature of that game, for sure.
The quarterback goes downstairs and practices in the lobby of the hotel. But that's cool that you had so much fun, though. I mean, you enjoyed yourself out in there.
I was dead tired yesterday, but.
But there was nothing in Atlanta itself, any type of Atlanta attraction or anything that looked like it would be fun for y'all to go do?
Oh, we walked through Centennial Park a lot.
Some what park?
Yeah. Centennial Park.
Oh.
Where the Olympics were.
Okay. I thought he said some parks. like the T word for breast park. Where are those parks? Yeah. So you walked through, probably not at a good pace though, right?
Oh, no. I walked faster than they did.
Okay, well, good.
Which, it's just because I got to keep a certain pace so my back doesn't hurt.
All right. Okay, well.
He has to walk faster than back. I'm sorry. You know, I don't know why that's so funny. That's amusing.
It is
me.
What it is, yeah.
We all got to do what we got to do.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace & TJ Show.
So Iran is the top trending topic at the moment. Everybody's probably seen the news over the weekend. Iran fired missiles and drone attacks on Israel, and the video footage was pretty crazy. Yeah. I mean, you see Israel's Iron Dome, what they call it, you know,
anti-missile defense system.
Yeah. You know, blowing up these rockets. And they said they sustained some moderate damage, I think is the words they used, but the videos were crazy in the middle of the night, and there's sirens going off all throughout Israel and Jerusalem specifically.
Yeah. So, I wish they would level Iran. Just level it. They could. Israel has the capability of leveling all the areas where their enemies are, just like one push of a button. But yeah. They don't. And then our Biden administration is funding both sides of that. Funding Iran and Israel, I guess, to fight each other, and then they're ultimately, Biden's administration is ultimately on the side of Iran.
I saw a meme yesterday. We had a picture of Jerusalem and both things happening at once. You know, the missile defense system and the missiles coming in, and it said, "My tax dollars at work." Also, my tax dollars at work.
Yeah. It's a crazy scene.
It's like, yeah, you're right. We pay for both of those.
All right, we're funding terrorist operations. What we're doing.
So World War III, also one of the top trending topics.
Yeah.
That tends to start trending anytime something like this happens. But scary nonetheless. Coachella is trending. Coachella, a lot of influencers and young people were out at Coachella over the weekend. Lana Del Rey, everybody loved. No Doubt reuniting. Will Smith shows up during J Balvin set to do Men in Black, which is kind of crazy. Comes out in the suit. And I don't think I've ever seen Will Smith do that song live, but as a kid of the 90s, loved that song. Yeah. And I think Will Smith's trying to remind people, like, hey, you loved me one time.
Yeah.
You loved me. This is one of the reasons why you loved me.
Have you seen the clips of Tyler, the Creator's, the beginning of his show? Huh. He flies through the side of it looks like a mobile home. It's some kind of special effect where he's on these big wires, and suddenly you just hear, poosh, and he blasts through the side of this mobile home, and he's in midair, like 20 feet in the air, flying across the stage, and he lands on the stage, and people are like, whoa, what the hell was
that? That's crazy.
It's pretty wild. I find it. It's crazy to
see. Yeah, if you're Tyler, the Creator, you better put on a show, because your music is borderline unlistenable. I would say just unlistenable. But
I thought he had gotten more into being a comedian than a musician.
I call him like an internet personality because he kind of does a little bit of everything, and he's, you know, kind of, I don't know. He's an eccentric character, I'll say that.
Yeah, my son went through a Tyler, the Creator stage.
Yeah. You know?
He goes through stages.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah, right now he's back in the wrestling stage.
I saw on his Instagram story he's posting pictures of Cody Rhodes. Yeah. I was like, oh, no, he's way into it.
Oh, he's way into it because he sent me a text yesterday. He goes, check this guy out, Roman Reigns' cousin. And it's a guy, an independent wrestler that they're saying is about to come in. I was like, it's pretty cool. Yeah, but I was like, look at Aiden's way in deep now.
Yeah, he's in deep.
He goes, Dad, why aren't the Samoans such good wrestlers? I said, I don't know. I said, maybe something to do with their culture. It's like, warriors or something.
Why are you talking to me about that?
I don't know. Maybe
it's because of their warrior culture. Who knows?
So those are a few things that are now trending.
I went to a wedding this weekend. Now, TJ and Riggins both despise going to weddings. However, this may have been the greatest wedding ceremony ever. They may have even enjoyed it. Next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom.
Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
It is well known that TJ and Riggins do not like weddings. Like TJ said many times, he'll send a much better gift than he normally would if it means he doesn't have to go to the wedding. But I went to one Saturday. And part of what they've talked about not liking is, you know, the ceremony can get drawn out and be very melodramatic sometimes. And that's to each his own whenever you're doing weddings. I don't mind any of that stuff. That's what they want to do. But
yeah, mine's just the Saturday aspect of it.
This was a 4:30 Saturday afternoon wedding. Beautiful scenario. Then it was dinner afterwards and all that kind of stuff. But beautiful setting. And it was outdoors in this beautiful covered, you know, wedding chapel. And at 4:30, promptly at 4:30, music began to play. And I was like, okay. And from the little house-type area that's back up the hill, you saw the groom and the groomsman came down along with the man who would be officiating the wedding. He wasn't a minister. He's a friend of theirs who, you know, took the test or whatever to officiate. I don't think it's a test. You know what I mean?
I think it's a test.
So they come down. Then come the bridesmaids. Then comes my friend Shane and his daughter Tessa. They come down. He escorts her to the front. Who gives this woman, her mother and I, and the man who was officiating the wedding said, you know, greeted everyone. And then he just goes right into the vows. Mm-hmm. And he says, at the conclusion of the vows, blah, 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 blah. And I noticed he started to step to the side. He goes, you may kiss the bride. And he stepped out of the way so they could get this beautiful picture behind them of this forest with the sunlight on it and the picture of their first kiss and all that. And it was over. That was the whole ceremony. I think it clocked in at under 10 minutes. And they walked out, and the cocktail party began. And I was like, I had never been to a wedding like that before. And I was telling Shane, I was like, that may be the greatest wedding ceremony I've ever seen. He goes, they just decided there's no reason for a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
They weren't worried about anything else other than saying their vows. So they walked down, did the vows, first kiss, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs., and then... That's okay, awesome. They went off to take pictures, and everybody else went to get a drink. And I was like, that was spectacular.
Love that.
Yeah, because, you know, when you take God out of it, it speeds it right along.
They didn't take God out of it. God was in it. But, yeah, there was no they didn't do – like when Amanda and I got married, we got – obviously she put the whole thing together. But we did the vows. Then there was – we said something to each other and all that kind of – they 86'd all that stuff. It was right. They were right in the. I mean, he started the vows. And I was like, it felt like we've skipped something here. Yeah, we're just cruising through this.
All that boring Bible stuff.
And it was over. Yeah.
Love is patient. Love is kind. Yeah, we've heard it.
Yeah, asunder, asunder.
That's awesome, though.
But the guy that married Joe was a Jamaican or something, wasn't he?
Yes, a minister. Yeah, okay. A Jamaican minister.
Yeah. No, I was just saying. I remember, I didn't know if y'all had somebody that spoke English there to do it or not, but.
He spoke English. Oh, and there's something that's gone viral on TikTok that is just, it makes no sense. None. Next. Hang on.
It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show. More next.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
There is something going viral on TikTok. It's called April Theory. Have you seen this, Riggins?
April Theory?
Yeah. Here's April Theory. Now, check this out. This is ludicrous. Hang on a second. Here we go.
April Theory is when life starts to get good. Spring is starting in April. The weather gets nicer. Energy just shifts. I don't know about you guys, but I felt it. So if you've been feeling really stagnant in life, trust me, this is the month when things are going to get really good for you. Things are warming up just in time for summer. This is when the little buds on the trees come. January, February, and March was all preparation for what is about to happen in April.
It's just called it's spring.
So stupid.
She's gone viral with this April theory. It's just spring. That's what it is. It's spring.
Yeah.
The promise of new beginnings and
again, new growth. Like
that. Yeah, sure.
And spring. Brightness and warmth. And yeah. How old is this girl, you think?
She's in her 20s.
Bless it.
I've come up with a name for it.
And if I say it's a theory, then it'll make it sound like it's so educational.
Yeah. And I was looking at some comments on one of the reposts, and it was like, I feel it too, girl. I'm glad somebody can explain it. I can explain it. It's called spring. That's what happens every spring. You come out of the winter, suddenly the flowers bloom and the sun comes out and everything warms up. You're like, oh, I feel better. That's kind of how life works. That's the point of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what, Rob?
I don't know that that's true for everybody.
You don't feel better?
No.
Oh.
I like it when winter starts rolling around.
Mm-hmm.
You find the spring to be depressing?
Oh, well, it's too warm usually.
Yeah, he's just hot nature. He's never depressed.
I bet he was depressed when he went 0-4 in that tournament over there.
I had a lot of fun.
He thinks way too much of himself to ever be depressed. I mean, yeah,
that's a good point. He just thinks he's so great. Yeah. Why would he be depressed? So you don't feel better, Rob, when the sun is out more often in the spring and the flowers bloom and the trees are pretty and you're like, even when you're riding home from work, it's like it's such a much better mood.
Ugh. Ace, he spends his time, as much time as he can, trying to block the sun from getting in his house or his car or anywhere. I mean, he just doesn't want it.
It's still like through osmosis or photosynthesis or whatever that is you would do, that thing, that process. I'm going to keep naming a couple more until I hit one.
It's the osmosis theory is what it is.
Yeah, that's something like while you're driving home, you'd be like, wait, it's pretty outside today. I just feel good. I mean, even though I'm going to go home and sit in the dark, I would feel better.
Well, I got to keep my windows up and I got to turn the AC all the way up.
Yeah. It's a struggle. Such a struggle.
He found spring depressing.
Mm-hmm. Because it is.
Well. Don't apologize for being you, Rob.
Never.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Hey, Rob, I did want to know, while you were gone to Atlanta, we found out Friday on the Ace and Friends show, which airs on our app every afternoon at 3 Eastern. We found out that, and I don't know if you knew this, TJ, that Meredith was throwing a party over the weekend. Did you know that? Mm-mm. So Meredith threw a party while Rob was gone, and Rob knew nothing about it. We're like, do you know, you're like, is it a couple's thing? Is it a dinner party? What kind of party is she having? He goes, I don't know. Because he doesn't care, because he wasn't going to be there. So did you find out any more about the party that happened at your house while you were gone?
Only through like the Ring camera, because I kept getting notifications. And it was just her and two of her friends.
So it was just three ladies?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were on the patio area with a fire pit, so I kept getting the notifications from the patio camera.
That there was movement.
Yeah.
So you have a fire pit?
Yeah, she does. I'm never going to use it.
Yeah.
So that's why I was caught off guard. I didn't know you had a fire pit. And she goes out there and sits by it in the evenings and stuff?
Not a lot, not often. Like when people come over, she'll go out there sometimes, but not.
How many times have you sat by that fire pit with her?
Twice, maybe, in 2 years that I've lived there.
So she gets one day a year?
I mean, if that.
Does she enjoy the fire pit?
I guess so.
Okay.
I guess. I didn't ask. That was the thing. He didn't know any of the details about this party. So we were like, is it like a Project X, like Rager while you're out of town? He's like, I don't know. Like, you didn't ask any questions about how many people are going to be in your house or anything? No.
No. Because in his personality, it's just, if it doesn't directly affect him, he's not interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know she's not going to let people come in that are just like, you know, going to steal my stuff or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we wouldn't figure that. Just general curiosity, be like, I wonder who you're having over. Kind of.
You sure you didn't want to take the time to lock up your Funko Pops?
Who's coming over, Meredith? I need to take an inventory real quick.
Those ladies are hot for a PlayStation 3 from like, you know, 2002 or something.
Meredith, where is my baby Yoda Funko Pop?
My treasures.
If they touched my D&D stuff.
Right. They're like, they're not going to steal my stuff. Yeah,
don't use my gaming table for anything.
No kidding, they're not going to steal your stuff.
Those girls look into that office and are like, what is wrong with your boyfriend?
What is this? Oh my God, I would love to sleep in this Ninja Turtle shirt. Could I have it?
So dark in here.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Everything you need to know coming up in Now Trending.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Okay, so don't forget, this week, Taylor Swift's new album is out. It's called The Tortured Poets Department, and they're saying Taylor is going to make poetry the theme of 2024. Mm-hmm. So that's out on Friday, The Tortured Poets Department. 90,000 signed copies sold out in 50 minutes. Now, that's pretty impressive. Almost 100,000 albums in less than an hour. No, not a lot of people can do that, but 90,000 signed copies. I was like, is there any way she hand signed 90,000 copies? Yeah. So I Googled it, and there's plenty of videos of her doing her previous album. She's never done 90, I don't think. She's done 50, 40, just sitting in bed with stacks and stacks over a, you know, a period of weeks. But yeah, she really does sign 90,000 of them. That's wild.
I'm surprised it took that long to sell them out.
50 minutes?
Yeah.
I thought it would have been quicker.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen them do that before, though, where the person signing just sits there with the pen, and there's one person on each side of them, and they just slide them in, sign, out, sign. And so that they never have to touch anything. They just stand there and sign their name the whole time. It's crazy how they do that.
That's an insane number. I said there's no way she actually signed 90,000, but it looks like she has. So that's out on Friday. Mike Tyson is sending a warning shot to Jake Paul. Before their boxing bout in, I think it's in July. He did some training videos and said, I can't wait for this to be Jake Paul. And then Jake Paul said, I think he's too old to bite off my ear, but I'm still worried about it. So it'll be interesting to see if this is, will this be the biggest fight ever? The highest grossing fight ever? It's possible. So,
go Jake Paul.
Yeah, you're a big Jake Paul guy now.
Yep. Well, not really. Just in this thing, I'm rooting for him.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, most people are not. Most people are not. Yeah. Mike Tyson, because they find the Paul brothers so obnoxious. But it'll be interesting for sure. Coachella is trending right now. A lot of things happened at Coachella. A lot of people making a big deal out of Will Smith's son, Jaden, and Justin Bieber kind of dancing with each other. And then Justin kisses him on the back of the neck. And then Justin Bieber's like appears to be rolling up a blunt. And I said, how old is Justin Bieber? He's 30 years old. I think 30 is probably the cutoff line where you want to be seen rolling a blunt in public. I think 30 is a good hard line. So something to think about. And I don't know that it was a blunt, but it looked like a blunt. Today is tax day, so go pay your taxes if you haven't done that already. And I did one of the most millennial things to ever exist. And I'll tell you what it is coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
The Ace and TJ show is made possible thanks to Richard Takato. I can't roll my R like he likes it to be pronounced, but
Richard Takato.
Whether you're looking to buy a home, buy a second home, refinance, open a home equity line, all it takes is one short phone call with our friend and mortgage expert, Richard Takato. So head over to homewithrichard.com. Just love that guy. So I think Rob probably took the crown for the most millennial thing ever done on a weekend. He went to go play in a Star Wars trading card tournament. Right. Do I have that somewhere? Okay. Out of state, which is pretty impressive. And unfortunately, he did not come out the winner. He lost a bunch of rounds, but that's okay. Doesn't make me look at you any differently, Rob, whether you win or lose in that tournament. I love you just the same.
Thank you.
I do. But I think what I did may top Rob's millennial moment. I paid $25 to have the name of my dog changed with the AKC.
I did.
I thought, you know, when you get a purebred dog, you get it registered with the AKC.
And American Kennel Society.
The American Kennel Society. And I always took a lot of pride that he's like a purebred dog and he's got... American Kennel Club, that's right. And I got the certificate and everything. So in cleaning, doing some spring cleaning, I was throwing out papers, and I know my dog's name, throwing out papers, and I get down to the registration. I thought, I'm going to keep this. I even thought about throwing away my high school diploma. I was like, I don't care about that. But I care about this thing. And I look at it, and his name is wrong on the form. He's named Riley, like, six Roman numerals, like VI. And I thought, what the hell is that? So I emailed the breeder, and I said, hey, is there any reason why his name would be like that? And she goes, well, yeah, I registered him before you bought him, which is apparently a common thing to do. And she goes, here's the form if you want to go change his name. So I go on the website, go to the name change form. It's $25 to change the name to the AKC. And now I'm at a crossroads. Do I want to spend $25? Because it's changing the name. It doesn't matter. He's already registered. It doesn't matter. Yeah. But the millennial side of me, as a pet parent, took over. And I said, I want to get him the name he deserves. So he's got a new name.
So now everywhere his name is official and right.
That's exactly right. I'll tell you his name.
Oh.
On my Instagram. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. But we'll get to something next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Yeah.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
We got kind of sad news. The world's oldest conjoined twins have passed away at the age of 62.
Yeah, I saw them.
They set the Guinness World Record as the world's oldest conjoined twins. Lori and George Chappell, I think is how you pronounce it, chose never to be separated and things like that. But this is the second conjoined twin story we've had in the last week or so.
Mm-hmm.
The other conjoined twins, the sisters, one of them just got married and there was some drama that the other sister didn't care for the new husband, which I just loved. How do you make that work?
Yeah.
But they said they, you know, it was... What's interesting about them, they were born as sisters, but I think one of them came out as transgender later on in life. So they said when they slept in separate rooms, even though they were conjoined twins, they slept in separate rooms, showered at different times. And they said when they would go into the other one's room, they would just kind of what they called zone out. So just like black out. I don't know how to describe it any other way than they did.
How did they sleep in separate rooms?
I think one of them stayed up when it was their time to sleep. They would literally like zone out, just kind of fade into, I don't know. They just said zone out, but they said they slept in different rooms.
So they had to sleep at different times.
Yeah. I would imagine the other one's probably playing on the phone, you know, or on your laptop or doing whatever you normally do.
Yeah,
isn't that weird?
Couldn't they just hang a sheet, like a divider and
maybe, yeah.
I guess separate beds with a room on the inside.
It sounds like they had an already challenging life and chose to make it even more challenging by doing things on their own schedules and stuff like that. I don't know how you make that work, but yeah, 62 years old. Doctors were not hopeful about their life, but they said, "I think you're messing with God's work. I don't believe in separation." They said back in 2002.
Wait, hold on. So. Separating them was messing with God's work.
I believe so. That's what they said in 2002.
But then one of them was transgender.
Did
she have the surgeries and stuff?
Yeah. Or? They became the world's first same-sex conjoined twins to identify as different genders. I don't know how.
You may not have had the surgeries and all, though.
I don't know. Yeah. I would doubt that's even possible, although I don't know.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot to take
in. That's a lot to get at one time.
Yeah, for sure. A question for you coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So we've got a bunch of stuff up for sale at the Ace and TJ store, acetj.com/store. Got hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and of course those Ace and TJ hot sauces. acetj.com/store. So it is tax day. A lot of people need to go pay their taxes today. Did you see the line in Atlanta? Apparently to earn the earned tax credit income, you had to file...
Earned income tax credit.
You had to stand in line to show your ID at the IRS office over the weekend. So everybody was standing, like hundreds of people standing outside waiting to show their IDs.
The one in Houston where the people were waiting outside in line yesterday and the office was closed.
On a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
Well, I mean, I guess that makes sense. It's closed on a Sunday, but no one tells them, like, hey, you can't, it's not going to happen today.
Yeah. And earned income tax credit is where you don't really pay any taxes, but you get a refund.
How's that work?
It's a payout from the government.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of people said that taxes are going to stack up next year, or if Joe Biden gets a second term. I don't even know if there's any truth to that, but that's what a lot of people are saying. So pay your taxes today. It is one of the top trending topics. Ace, did you file your extension?
Yeah.
Do you do that every year?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it because you're bad with money?
I get freaked out by taxes. It gives me a tremendous amount of anxiety and I just don't take care of it in time.
Like father, like son.
Yeah. It's not the same. Not quite the same. That's why I have so much anxiety about my taxes.
Yeah. TJ, do you know what taxes are in your house?
You mean how much they are or how it works?
No. Do you know anything about taxes?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You don't handle any of it though, right?
No, I don't know the status of ours right now. I assume that everything's supposed to be done is done for this year.
You got to check in with your CPA, Jody.
Well, I've heard her talking about it. You know,
yeah.
What's all? And I think it was kind of at me. She was just not trying to talk to me about the tax situation or the CPA or whatever. I think she was just kind of, thinking out loud.
Yeah,
and I overheard it.
She doesn't genuinely want your input on any of this stuff. It's just more of letting you know.
Yeah, my life is a series of arrow stickers. sign here.
And you're happy to do it.
Sure.
Makes life easier.
Yeah.
So go pay.
I'm signing more stuff than Taylor Swift.
Go pay your taxes today.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.